You want to sort out your education. You want to sort out your finances. You want to sort out your family. You want to keep your family face. You vote for the Blood of Jesus Party. You vote every single day for it. You get up in your quiet time.
Hey.
And
you
you apply the Blood of Jesus.
Open up your Bibles, cause it's time for truth.
It's time for truth.
Listen carefully, cause these words are all for you.
They are for you.
Open up your Bibles, cause it's time for truth.
It's time for truth.
Listen carefully, cause these words are all for you. It's not my show.
But it's my show.
But it's my show. It's not my show.
It's not my show.
But it's my show.
Hey.
It's not my show.
It's not my show.
But it's my show.
It's my show.
It's not my show, but it's my show. It's not my show.
What's up, everybody? This is Lwando and Musa. We are from Johannesburg in South Africa. This is my show, but not my show on Active FM. How are you doing, Musa?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Very, very, very well. Excited and encouraged.
Encouraged. Yeah, now what we're going to talk about is even more encouraging and more exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. What are we talking about, Musa?
We talk about family, man.
In fact, before I ask you, because I'm rushing since you said this is going to be incredible, but who's Musa?
I don't know who's Musa. I only know Musa Wenkosi.
Oh. This is very confusing. Because when I asked you, who are you? The first time I met Musa, he was like, I'm Musa. Now he's telling me he's not Musa. What's happening?
So you see, in the road of Christianity, there's a way, let me call it like a crossroad you have to cross where you're meeting your identity. You see that?
This is incredible. Musa, carry on. No, this is powerful.
Yeah, so.
What you're saying, carry on.
It's where you meet your identity. So the old me was just Musa, and he was doing other stuff.
Yeah.
And then when I crossed that crossroad, I became Emmanuel Musa Wenkosi Ngwenya.
So what does Musa Wenkosi mean?
Means grace of God or mercy of God, depending on the language.
Then Emmanuel?
God is with us, man.
Yo, both names. This is incredible, right?
Yeah.
This is incredible, man. And how have you seen, since we're talking about, the Musa of... I'm saying the Musa of God. The grace of God. Yeah. So, in fact, it's just the same thing. I just said it in Zulu.
Yeah.
So, how has been the grace of God in your life? To a point now you actually, prefer to be called with your full name instead of just cutting your name Musa only,
Nah, that's been incredible, man, because, there's countless of things that God has shown me grace for and mercy. For example, the biggest one is life, because I know I wasn't supposed to be here today. So I was a premature baby. So it was like I was born in the sixth month.
Mm.
So that was creating all complications.
I think this show is incredible. For stuff that I didn't know, now I can get to know. Yeah.
Yeah. So they predicted I wouldn't live past 13 because my leg, I used to limp. The leg used to be shorter than the other one.
Are you serious?
And then I used to, I don't know if it still happens today, but there's sometimes I do weird things, man. I look at the stars and then I zone out. But that's normal. So don't ever say it's not normal. That's normal. But in terms of my leg, and before my house burnt down and me and my sister were trapped inside the house, she managed to escape, but the people who were rescuing us couldn't find me. That's alone's a miracle, because the doctor says I was gone, and then when my grand came in, I just started sneezing. That's when they knew, let's switch on the machines. Because they switched off the machines. And then I started sneezing. Then they switched everything back on. And that's alone is a... And I couldn't see for like three, 4 weeks. I couldn't see. And then, you know that feeling when your family member is around?
Mm.
You feel it. That's how I knew my grand was around. I never used to see her. I couldn't see. But the grace of God is... Wow. Now I know why my name is my name.
I'm actually happy that I asked that question. Because I'm looking at you like, is this the same Musa? No, I'm serious, I'm shocked, man. I'm serious. I'm looking at you like, why didn't you tell me this? We played together. you once sent me a song and singing to the Lord, but I didn't know this stuff.
Even Last story. Don't ask me again now. Last story. When I was, I think, something months, I was coming out the hospital. There was a car accident. That's where both my parents passed. But the car was squashed. They didn't. It didn't make sense to them of how I survived. So that day was, yo, that's God. Because the car was squashed. And then I survived everyone else didn't. So that was, yeah, that was, yeah, that's the grace of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now, can I ask you a question based on that?
Yeah, sure.
Because most people, they believe in God. But when a situation like that happens, and when they lose their parents, they become atheists and all that. They stop believing in God. They become angry. Their lives, they change. You know what I'm saying? But here you are. I mean, the same accident, you survived, but your parents, they didn't survive. Do you understand? And I don't think it's a small thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even now I'm asking you this question, but it's not a simple question to ask.
Yeah.
But how are you able then to see it as the grace of God, while other people, they will be like, you know, this God really doesn't care. Why would I worship God? So they start... You know, you start hearing curses from such people. Do you understand what I'm saying? They just live their lives reckless and all that, really not depending on God, blaming everything on God. But here you are, at the same time, you lost your parents, but at the same time, you say you saw the grace of God.
Yeah. Look, when people lose someone close to them, there's always that grief, and you always look for someone to blame. And then because God is the one who gave us life, the first person, it's easy to say, God, why did you take this life? And then, so with me, how it made me is what made me not blame God about my parents passing is that all the things that happened day after, because I was still young, I didn't know what was happening. I was told stories like this. My grand told me things like this. But then I looked at it. There was such a feeling that pulled my heart down, felt like it was heavy, and that because I'd look at other kids in primary where they used to always say, I'm going to my mommy's and daddy's, we're going to go out and all of that. Yeah. Now, I was embarrassed to say I'm going out with my granny because they'll ask, where's your mom? And then that's a sensitive topic now, you see. So it used to affect me in that way. But then my grand told me something. She's like, why do we... She didn't say about this specific situation. She was talking about, we're having a conversation in Sal the other day, and then she said, why is it people focus on the things that are gone and not focused on the good things that came after there? Because what if my parents were alive, I wouldn't be in church today. You see what I'm saying? God has his reasons of doing things. So I had to realize that way, because my gran has lost all her family members. They all died in her arms. And for her to tell me something like that was like, wow, okay, you know what? There's something more to this. Because I've always felt like I had a mom and a dad. I've always felt, you know, the church just filled in that gap. So I could never blame God for it if God is filling that gap for me, you know. So people that are blaming God for such things don't actually see the bigger picture of why things are happening. Yeah, that's what I can basically say. They mostly blame God because they don't know who to blame, because it's life. But I'm sure later on in life they will see why things happened. Yeah.
So what would you say strengthen your granny through all the trials?
Hey, I see it every morning. Prayer, man.
Serious?
I see it every single morning. Sometimes she wakes up 3 in the morning, because I wake up at 3 to play guitar, then I go back to sleep. But when I wake up, sometimes she's up praying, sometimes she's not. But every single day, religiously at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock, me and my sister are waking up to pray and take communion. Every single day of my life, we did that. And I can see that's what made her strong, because she told me it would have been easy for her to, okay, you know what, I'm going to look onto alcohol, I'm going to look onto this, I'm going to go do drugs, I'm going to just blame God for everything. She said that was an easy way out for her, but she saw that that's not fulfilling. It's like an empty void. Nothing is there. So I literally said every day, it's prayer. Prayer, and I can see the prayers working. Because me and my sister, done with school, that's a miracle itself, man. Because my granny's alone paying for both of us. Now my sister, you know, we've always been in a private school. So that alone shows how God provided. because she always used to, she said she could have got a house, car, everything by now.
Yeah.
But her main focus was for me and my sister to finish school. Yeah. How, she didn't know, but she knew there's a God to it. So that alone, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it was prayer that got her through all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So incredible. I don't have words. But I know I'm impacted because sometimes it's just preaching. But I think it's very amazing when we see how God has worked in people's lives.
Yeah.
And we're actually thankful for that name, Musa Wenkosi, because we wouldn't have known these things. You know what I'm saying? And all along, we're doing a show. I didn't know there's a walking miracle man. You know? So incredible. I think testimonies are very powerful. Yeah. Testimonies are very powerful because it's just one thing that will revive someone else. Now, remember specific when I was like, it was like the adoption era of my life. But this lady just started, you know, sharing how she made it through school and what she had to do and all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She was kind of like, you know, David, but an older David. Instead, David was young, but she was treated like David. You know what I'm saying? But through it all, she made it. You know what I'm saying? She has a family. And she doesn't say, you know, you my parent, you did this to me. You know, she's like the first one to do something when her mother is sick. Do you understand what I'm saying? Making sure that the mother is food and all that. And we have been talking more about family. I love that you touch about a family. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And when you have your granny, when you have your mother, like I live with my mom, when you have your dad or you have a sister, that's your family.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That is your family. And sometimes, this is, I believe, the biggest miracle in our lives that we can ever have, it's people around us.
Mm.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
And as long as you still have that person in your life, there's a miracle that's taking place in your life. And most of the times, something, just something small can happen, and it changes how you feel. I can say, okay, maybe I can relate this. I know maybe it's something that affected me a lot when I was still young.
Yeah.
The dating things, you know what I'm saying? Where, I mean, a girl just breaks your heart like that, and I would feel like I lost everything. That's how we felt. Yeah. But I have everything, man. I have parents. I have cash to carry at school.
Yeah.
But the world just seemed to stop. You know what I mean? And I believe that's actually the lie of pain. That sometimes maybe you lost a person or something has happened in life. I mean, when I lost my uncle was like the biggest man in the house. He was the person who was raising up the house, was doing everything, was feeding us, putting us together and all that.
Yeah.
And I mean, the way he passed away, it was bad. And I remember actually this year. Because I think it happened 5 years ago. But actually this year, and I realized, no, man, this thing, it's still in my heart.
Mm.
It's like a wound thing. It's still in my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because now it's like I'm growing old, and more I can actually see, you know, the responsibilities that I'm presented with. And now my mind always reflects to him because I saw him taking responsibilities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the more I'm impacted, and sometimes more, it's easy to actually just feel bad and all that. You know what I'm saying? But the biggest thing for me, it's always that thing, did he make it to heaven? I don't know, because it was a cop, and it got shot while he was doing his job.
Yeah.
You know, and it no one expected that was going to happen, but it happened.
Mm.
You know, so for me, it's the thing to say, but you still have someone.
Yeah.
Musa had the granny.
Yeah.
You know, and I believe whatever that has happened, because the church that you go to and the church that your granny goes to is not the same church.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, but I believe that even the church that you have, where you sort of got like friends, a fellowship, parents. But my point is that even that church, this church is in your life as an answer to your granny's prayers for you.
Yeah.
So I believe God has actually used your granny so much. And why? Because you have a family And in your granny, though you obviously before you got saved, you really didn't have Jesus in you, but in your granny you did have a father which was Jesus.
Yeah.
So very important. Family really does matter, and it hurts a lot when we actually lose people that, you know, raise us and that help us to do life. So I hope you got blessed, and I don't think we can go further because, to be honest, I got moved by Musa's testimony. So I don't know if Musa wants to say anything, but I feel like, you know, there's something that you have to appreciate.
Yeah.
Whenever you're living a life where there's nothing to appreciate, your life is bitter. You know, it's just always complaining. And I know that, you know, journey of living alone, being lonely within myself and just living and feel like, you know, nothing is you know, getting better. But sometimes when you start to have that attitude of appreciation, what happens is that sometimes you realize that, hey, I actually have the best things. You know, that's the best thing I've discovered that I have.
What?
Was myself. No, I'm serious. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
There's nothing except...
I didn't expect it, so I'm laughing.
Okay. Let me tell you something. There's nothing that is the best that I have other than Jesus than myself.
Yeah.
There is nothing greater than who I am. You see what I'm saying? And I should love myself more than I love anyone. The reason why I'm saying that is because I can only love you based on how I love myself. So if I don't appreciate myself and I say, yo, man, girl, yo, I love you, you know, you make my heart beat 1 million times in a second. But I don't even love myself. I can't even look at the mirror and like, man, yo, you're a man, and I love you, man. You know, if I can't do that, I can't spend time with myself.
Yeah.
Then I'm lying when I say I love that girl.
Yeah, true.
You know, so I think sometimes the problems we have and we think are the problems that we have with other people are actually the problems we have with ourselves.
Mm.
And one thing I've discovered is that if God loves me while I'm in a mess, I gotta have faith and love myself, even though I see sometimes I'm failing there and there and there and there.
Mm.
Even though I'm a mess, I have to love myself.
Yeah.
So maybe the best person you have to appreciate other than God, it's you.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to stop and looking at your situations and all those things, and you just look at yourself like, wow, man, you... I have a different beard from all. That means I'm special. That means I'm special, you know? Okay. I think we should, you know, do the altar call prayer. Musa is actually going to do the altar call prayer.
Yeah, but before I do, I'll just say one thing. God is not the author of your pain. So if anything bad happens in your life or something painful or you're losing, God is not the author of that.
Yeah.
God is there for the restoration.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to pray. And wherever you are, if you're driving, close your eyes. No, I'm joking.
But true. Even if you're driving.
Must close your eyes.
No, don't close your eyes, but pray.
Yeah, no, pray. But hey, don't close your eyes.
Yeah.
You won't be fined for drinking and driving. Be fined for praying and driving.
Next time, it's Musa's God. Yeah.
Okay, so let me pray. And just repeat wherever you are. Lord Father God.
Lord Father God.
Thank you for who you are.
Thank you for who you are.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I realize you're not the author of my pain.
I realize that you're not the author of my pain.
Rather.
The restoration solution.
For my brokenness.
Brokenness.
Jesus. I believe in you. I believe you died to set me free.
I believe that you died to set me free.
And thank you, Jesus.
And thank you, Jesus.
And I believe in you.
And I believe in you.
I am a believer.
I am a believer.
I am a believer.
I am a believer.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
And believe with my heart.
And believe with my heart.
That you were raised from the grave.
That you were raised from the grave.
And now you're seated at the right hand of the Father God.
And now you are seated at the right hand of the Father of God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
a man.
Hey, man.
Don't forget
don't
to do
you
the
forget.
Best thing. You know, you eat and what you get after, tell them, Musa.
When you eat, you get satisfied. Or do you? Am I saying the wrong thing?
Oh, Musa, come
when you
on,
eat,
man.
Oh, no, you get full.
After you ate, what do you do? What you get after you ate? Come on, man. You guys,
dessert?
There you go. Quite right. I feel like putting my hands together. Yeah. So you got a whole plate, you know, with different meals. But now this is the dessert for you. Don't forget to visit our website, www.activefm.co.za.
And make sure you go like, you go follow us on Instagram at ActiveFM777 and we're on Twitter, ActiveFM. And make sure, because on the bio of all the social media platforms has our WhatsApp number. So, yeah, we can let
and
them like
Facebook
contact
version.
Us. Yeah, our Facebook too, it's Luando and Musa. But it's Luando Musa. It's Luando Musa. So check out our Facebook page. We're going to be posting stuff on there. And soon we're going to open an Instagram page. And yeah, we'll get it going from there. But we'll start off with Facebook, yeah.
Really, this for me was incredible.
Mm.
Yeah, it was very nice. So we're going to be taking it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.